And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Land. It's foggy this morning in Point Loma, and we have a couple great guests for you today. We have Dwayne and Lewis from the San Diego Anglers here talking one of the best clubs in Southern California and all kinds of stuff. These guys are fishy guys. Dwayne literally just got off the Bagabond yesterday, so we'll be talking some fishing and all kinds of good stuff. And we have our visiting engineer, George, is here. You'll see on the camera, too. George has been our mainstay of putting us on the air here. So it's going to be a fun show. Stay tuned. Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Take a closer look at the Ford F-150. You'll see hard work, a great adventure, and so much more. Inside and out, it's designed for the family, the road trip, and the most demanding job. The 2025 Ford F-150, whether it's gas, hybrid, or the all-electric Lightning, find the truck that will meet your needs. From California's best-selling truck brand, the 2025 Super Duty, the rugged Ford Ranger, and the versatile Ford Maverick, it's time to see Ford in a new light. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today to see the great selection across the full truck lineup.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What fun show today is going to be, having the boys in here from the Anglers Club and some good fishing going on, and having George here having our back today is going to be a fun one.
Yeah, we have a full house here in the world headquarters, too. Yeah, good morning, Dwayne and Lewis.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you guys.
Yeah, boys. Thank you.
Yeah, and so you just got off the Vagabond.
I did.
Yeah.
And? Yesterday.
Yeah.
And we had a great trip. We had a limited load of 13, if you can believe that.
Wow, cool.
And everything that Fluffy targeted down there, we caught. We stayed on the Wahoo for about 3 days, and we ended up catching close to 50 Wahoo for 13 guys. Jeez. Up to 65 pounds. Then it was time to go catch some tuna fish, and the biggest one was about 50, but it went full speed at certain times there. We were waiting for conditions, and we'd move around if we needed to find it. And then time to catch yellowtail on the way home, and they apologized. The yellowtail fish were a little slow, but it was pretty clean and pretty wide open for us. I mean, we couldn't. It was pretty amazing fishing. And then we fished our normal calico bass along the coast on the way home. And
tradition to our trip.
Yep. And actually, the crew has a fish off, and that's what Fluffy decided this year was. We put the crew on the back of the boat for 30 or 40 minutes, so we put $300 in a hat. And this year, the largest bass won it, and Justin, he won it this year with a nice big bass. We didn't weigh it. We just measured it there. But
nice. That's fun.
Oh, it's a
sounds
lot
like
of fun.
A fun
yeah.
trip.
It was a great trip. We had a great trip. But we've been doing it for about 25 years now.
Wow.
No kidding.
Same trip. This
years.
Is San Diego Anglers.
San Diego Anglers, 10-day trip on the Vagabond every October. Yes.
And so while Dwayne is fishing, Lewis, you're just working.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all I do.
Just working. But so, Dwayne and Lewis, tell us about San Diego Anglers. I mean,
San Diego Anglers started in the early 90s there. A bunch of guys got together over at Miguel's, and they threw $100 in a hat. And I think there was 13 of us, and that's how we got the club started there. That's
so you were like an original founding father.
Correct, original founding
or
father.
Or fossil, yeah. or whatever you want to call it.
Fossil.
Yeah, what, there were 13 of you that started
this 13 club? Of 13. Us that started the club, and it's been going gangbusters ever since.
Yeah, how big is the club now?
That's a great question.
I asked that.
Okay.
So right now, almost 400 members.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. A big club.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, that's cool.
And the thing about the San Diego Anglers is there's such good participation, whether it's events or meetings or things like the group just really, really gets together, and it's impressive how active everybody is.
Yeah, Debbie was telling me before I took her to the airport yesterday that she had one of the best groups together doing the casting contest for you
awesome.
Guys on the weekend there. So,
yeah, you guys did the casting contest.
Yeah,
won the casting contest, by the way?
At Tackle Days. You know,
yeah, have you recovered from Tackle Days? Because this is your first time back since Tackle Days.
Good now, yes.
Thing you took the day off.
I was bummed to miss last weekend last Sunday to get to talk about how great it was. But yeah, I had nothing left. No voice left, no nothing. It was just a wild one. It was. I think it was the best one we've ever had.
Yeah.
In across the board in terms of all the fun, all the sales, the people, participation. Everybody was there. It seemed like everybody stayed till the end. Like always, a good judge of how long people are staying or not is we host a really big raffle and we give all the money to Friends of Rollo. And if at the last we do three rounds of the raffle throughout the day, because we know a lot of people aren't going to be able to stay the entire time, and usually in the last round you're calling a lot of tickets that don't have somebody claiming the prize because they've already gone home. There was everybody stayed the whole time. It was just an awesome event. And part of the event is the Shimano casting contest, and the San Diego Anglers so graciously we're a huge supporter of the club at Fisherman's Landing. They're our friends and our people, and Doug was one of those guys in the meeting with Dwayne all the way back then in the very beginning. And so they mean a lot to us, and they are very gracious to help us run the casting contest.
Yeah. Debbie kind of holding down the fort there.
It's called the Shimano Casting Contest because they're the ones who sponsor it and supply the gear. But really, we call it Debbie's Casting Contest.
Yeah.
She runs it. As all San Diego, it happens so smooth. Debbie's in charge of putting the people and the personnel together. They range every cast with a laser range finder. They take care of all the setup and the distribute everything. Yeah, and it went great. Doug and Debbie kind of took the reins this year, but I think the winning cast was like a 90-yarder, just some bomber of a cast. And there was a women's and a children division, both really well represented. It was just great.
How many people ran through the casting contest?
I don't know. I wasn't here, but Debbie said a lot.
It was a lot. And then we had people after it closed were coming up. It's like, hey, we're here for the casting contest. Like,
I need a grudge match cast. Let me have that rod and see if I can outcast my buddy.
Well, I was chatting with Doug yesterday, and there was so many new things going on at Tackle Day, including Fastlane Kayaks was doing kayak demos.
I heard that.
Which was a big hit.
Totally.
Which was really cool.
It was really fun. Ron had his own booth set up top of the thing, but then also brought a bunch of boats down in the water and was right behind the Tomahawk. And guys are jumping on the boats and doing rides. And it was really cool.
Yeah, and then you had a five-star doing a filleting exhibition, right?
Yeah, Mark came down and they brought a bunch of yellowtail and tuna and showed people this is how it was really fun because all of us know how to cut fish because this is how Dad showed us to cut fish. And it was really cool to have a professional from Five Star like, well, this is how we do it. And it's different. It's different than your home processing. This is really cool.
Yeah, and then the sushi guy, your sushi guy, went over. Did you test that out?
Yes.
He made quite a super good.
Yeah, sashimi rolling. There, his deal is if you go on a long range trip and come back with your processed fish, you can hire them and they'll do a full scale, super high end, sushi party for you. And he was kind of showing what they do and how their parties, but also he was kicking out some samples, and it's just it's incredible.
Cool.
Yeah, it was really
and
fun.
Then, oh man, so many great people. Shimano was there, and Benny Florentino was in the Shimano booth, and the APCO booth, and then Gamakatsu booth, and Corey Sandin was selling baits, and
did Carson show up?
Oh yeah,
yeah, Carson was there. Yeah, a lot of great seminars. Yeah, Bill Barney hosted one really popular one on the back of the Tomahawk.
We need to figure out how to get him back next year. That was really cool. So the guys on the Tomahawk flooded the bait wells for him, so all the water was in the hand wells. And Bill went the day before and collected all of the different type of surf fishing baits. He went and pulled mussels, and he pumped ghost shrimp, and he raked sand crabs, and had blood worms and lug worms, and like put them in all the hand wells and showed guys this is what the baits are, and this is how you hook them, and this is how you fish them. It was rad. It's super well attended.
Yeah. Surf fishing's popular.
No doubt.
I did not
great.
Know that.
Yeah,
wow.
For sure.
Wow. They certainly don't talk about it. That's for sure.
Yeah. So now with San Diego Anglers, what kinds of things do you do? What are some of the club events?
Well, the San Diego Anglers also has the community service branch. It's, we call the San Diego Anglers Foundation, and they kind of do the community stuff there. So what's the last thing we did? We did the Lake Cuyamaca fishing in the pines. You know, that's as big as the Bay Bass Tournament. If you've never been to it, there's 1,000 people that show up to Lake Cuyamaca for that trout fishing.
Over
event.
1,000.
Yeah. And we have to feed every one of them, just like at the Bay Bass Tournament. We used to do the Bay Bass Tournament there. And what else do we do?
Time of the year is that?
That's every September. September. It's the third Saturday.
Beautiful time to be up in Cleveland.
Yes. And
yes, George, we do have trout fishing in San Diego.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
they plant the trout in the lake, and they close it for the week, and when the kids show up, the fish are biting.
Oh, that's cool. So they put a bunch in, let them acclimate. Nobody gets to touch them, so it's game on by the time the kids show up.
And then I go down to see Marco at Five Star, and he fills up a couple giant 151s, and we cook fish up there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, people come just for the fish barbecue every year.
That's awesome.
You know, Lake Havasu, you know, Yuma, Santa Barbara, they come down just for the barbecue.
That's really? Rad.
Wow. Yeah. It's just like the Bay Bass Tournament used to be. Yes.
And then you still do the Bay Bass Tournament?
Not to the size it was when you guys were emceeing for 2.5 hours up there in the raffle losing your voices, but we get about 30 boats every spring, and in Fisherman's Landing, they sponsor it, and guess who won it last year? Was Ricky.
That was pretty cool.
So we still do the
Bay
Bass
Tournament. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. And we have our monthly meetings. I think I've already said that. And then for the foundation, we just before COVID started, we decided to become a 501c3, which allows tax deductions for donations here, which really, really helps. The money really started to pour in at that point. We used to do bake sales and swap meets to gather money to do one Wounded Warrior trip a year. But when we become a 501c3, then corporate sponsors started coming. People started donating their tackle, like Friends of Rollo. I started going to swap meet. The money started pouring in. And now we'll do, starting in April when the rock cod season opens, we'll do 2 trips a month through October for the Wounded Warriors. We deal with Wounded Warrior, Project Wounded Warriors, the Freedom Station, Armed Forces YMCA, the VA Hospital, the Vet Center,
Freedom
the Aspire
Station.
Center, the PTSD, local PTSD center. They vet everybody for us, and we just show up at the boat. We don't know who's going to show up, but we'll get 30 guys, and we always charter the Mission Bell, the Liberty, the New Seaforth, the San Diego, the Vendetta. Sometimes the Vagabond joins in on us.
How cool.
Yes, and we absolutely just smoke the fish. You know?
That's cool.
Yeah. And John Yamati up at Seaforth said, we have blessed trips.
That's cool.
That's cool.
Being able to bring all those guys out in the boat, you know, it's like, come on board. Everything's covered. Don't worry about your meals, all your tackles included. Just come and have a great time. And they get to interact with each other, which is nice, you know. These guys are, you know, they're wounded veterans, you know, whether it's PTSD or a physical ailment. That one-on-one that they're talking to somebody that's going through the same issues, that makes it so nice for them. Just relax. They don't think about anything else
other
than fishing. It's a great experience to go on a trip and see these guys interact with each other. Some of them will come and talk to you and talk about their experience at war and what happened to them, and others just come and just like
enjoy
fish.
The day. Yeah.
Enjoy the
day. What's the gentleman from LA? Omar?
Omar, yes. Yes. He's on every trip. He was wounded in an Army training mission, and he never fished before until he started fishing with us. Now it's a passion.
That's great.
He's at every show, and every extra dollar he spends on fishing gear, and he absolutely loves fishing. He didn't know why he wasn't fishing when he was younger.
Wow.
But, no, we have a great time. We have a great time with the soldiers. When we first started doing it, it was a sadly needed program. The military used to have a sport fishing boat. Remember Ray, I forget his name. He owned the producer, Ray Sobiak. He used to run the military sport fishing boat out for the Navy out there. And then that program started. One day we got a call from Balboa Naval Hospital wanting to know if we could do a charter every month, and Debbie said, that's a lot of money, and that was our impetus to do the 501c3 so we could take these guys out fishing.
That's cool.
And they would get off the boat crying and hugging Debbie, saying thank you for this experience, because especially the PTSD guys that have the stuff that's going through their head, they said this is a beautiful vacation, you know, where we're able to go and catch fish for 6 hours and have a great time. Yes, it's very emotional for Debbie on every trip that she goes on, because they like to give her a hug and tell her how it really helped them for the day there. Yeah.
So, Lewis, how does one get involved with San Diego Anglers? Okay, I'm an angler, live in San Diego County or wherever, right?
Right.
I want to go check out what's going on with the San Diego Anglers.
So what's nice about the Anglers, we meet at Portuguese Hall second Wednesday of every month. Yeah. 7 o'clock meeting starts. We open the doors at 6. Come and relax. Have a drink.
Free.
Guests can come for free. We say come for the first couple meetings. See if it's something you're interested in. If so, hey, we can sign you up as a member. And then all the benefits start happening. All the private charters that the anglers have. So from, what, the 10-day to twilight trips.
Uh-huh.
You know, the twilight trips are more targeted for the kids in the club. We give them full access to the back of the boat.
That's fun.
Go to town.
Free. Kids fish for free.
Yeah, kids fish for free.
Nice. So if I join the club and I don't have a fishing buddy and I have my own boat, is it a place where I can meet people to go?
You can, though. I think boat ownership's gone down a little bit with all the clubs here in San Diego.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, there's still guys out there that are looking, hey, I'm going fishing.
Yeah, I'm going. You want to go?
I need a buddy. Let's go fishing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you meet some new friends.
Yeah. No, it's a great way. I mean, that's how I got involved. I'd gone through a divorce. I was just sitting at home. It's like, oh, Sandy Engler. Who's this guy? So I went and met him, and two meetings later, I joined, and the following year, I was the president. They suckered me.
Hey, Lewis, you want to be the president?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing I think that's so cool is, like, all the events and tournaments that happen throughout the year, like, it just gives you something fun to target and do if you're a guy, Pete, that you're talking about. You got your own boat, and you're wanting to have fun. Like, it gives you, like, a goal to do for this month. And, you know, the thing, we get so lucky here, there's so much different fishing opportunities to do inshore, offshore, this, that instead of just, I'm going tuna fishing again this week, you know, the club will have a bass tournament on, you know, during this month. And then the following month, it's a rock cod tournament. And the following one is this one. So, like, you're participating with all your buds. It's fun stuff. And it just gives you, like, something else to target and try. And maybe you step out of your, you know, your comfort zone, and you're really into going offshore tuna fishing, but you don't often target bonita. Well, you've got to figure out where and what and all that kind of stuff. It's just cool. Like, it just adds a lot of fun to it.
Good group.
Yeah.
Totally.
It's a great group.
And like you said, you know, you meet new buddies there, and all of a sudden, you know, it's just not participating in tournaments. These guys are going fishing on their own. They're going to the bay. So it's a great way to meet new friends.
Awesome.
Get
awesome.
Off the couch.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's second Thursday.
Second Wednesday
at Portuguese Hall. You show up.
You just show up.
At 6 o'clock, 6:30.
Yep, you just tell them I'm a guest. And we introduce you as a guest at the
Portuguese
meeting.
Portuguese Hall, right on Chilter Island Drive there.
That's correct.
And then there was George.
George
is here. George, if you're looking at it. George flew in last night.
I did.
From Boston.
I was early.
George is
amazingly
enough.
I thought
flights were
right
all on time earlier.
It was all good. And I've known you guys for 4 years. and never seen you in person before this morning. So it's all wonderful to meet you and be in the world headquarters. What an impressive spot looking out over the water. It's got kind of a Gilligan's Island feel to it.
I talk to George at least, you know, certainly every month, but like it feels like just about every weekend of my life, all the time, you know, when we're getting ready for the show, and never got lucky enough to meet him before.
Yeah, well, here we are. I'm glad to be here.
I've talked to him for hours. hours and hours. I never met him until last night, and he shows up at my house.
Well, you know, like someone said to me, you know, George, when it works, it's all great. When it doesn't, it's your fault.
It's your fault, yeah.
So I'm here to, I'm your guardian angel. I'm always keeping an eye on you guys.
George is our guardian angel, and you basically are the engineer for Backbone Broadcast.
We are a company that does internet radio technology. We have a hosted automation system. This is something you're using. We have a hosted phone system, talk radio phone system. We can do remotes. You did this when you went to Argentina. We have a partnership with a company called Tecnica del Arte. They make a product called Lucy Live. It sounds like you're on a Comrex, but you're on an app. And the reason I'm in San Diego, I have a new product, which is listen to play-by-play at a baseball game with no latency on your phone. And I've hooked up with a company from Australia that does AI language translations. Put a bookmark in that for here later on.
Yeah.
We'll talk about this offline. And I'm at the MLB Media Tech Summit all week with them.
When you say no latency, you mean like no delay?
Like it used to be when you had a transistor radio.
Yes.
My dad was in radio.
I was one of those followers.
Right. Me too. My dad was in radio. Somewhere he's laughing at me because he just had, you know, speed of light.
So what you're saying is the broadcasts we get today are not live.
If you listen to the stream, it's totally delayed. I mean, this stream.
How delayed?
30 seconds or more for
is
MLB.
That right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
For MLB?
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. Ours is not.
Yours is about 6 seconds.
6 seconds, yeah.
Right.
But and
it,
I think
there's always a delay.
Facebook and YouTube is a little, maybe 10 seconds.
I think Facebook and YouTube is a lot longer.
It's almost
a more minute or more.
Is it?
But if you're out on the internet and you're not at the game, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
But if you're at
the game and
you want to
hear what's going on,
you want to know.
You want it live. So that's your new technology.
So I'm live. I had an NFL team I can't talk about on the air, but I'm working with. They were up on Sunday there. I'm talking to the Utah Jazz. They're waiting to get their app together. I'm talking to a guy at the Ottawa Senators. I've been doing minor league baseball. I'm wearing the hat of the Worcester Red Sox, if you know.
There you go.
And we've been doing some play-by-play there for 2 seasons. So good stuff.
That's awesome. Well, it's great to have you.
It's great to be here.
We're going to have a little training session afterwards.
Hopefully
we'll learn even more what's going on. And Lewis came bearing gifts today, right, Ricky?
No doubt. We'll have him tell a little more about it. But what an awesome opportunity for one lucky caller or texter to the show today. Boy, if you want to join us, we would love to hear from you this morning. Give us a call at 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973 is how you reach us on the fan this morning. We're standing by. Looking forward to hearing your phone calls this morning. One more time, 833-288-0973. Or send us a text. As we always say, the Texas show is so popular now here on Let's Talk Hookup. And if you want to join us that way, it's only available through your Let's Talk Hookup app, which is a free download. You can catch that stream. And it's the easiest way not only to participate and send in your text questions, but also the easiest way to follow up with all the shows. All the archive shows available. You can listen anywhere you're at just by downloading the app. And it's the only way to text in your questions to the show. When you do, make sure you include your contact info. Just a name and a phone number is what we need, because you are going to win a potential really cool prize. And again, thanks to Lewis, it's a Kraken Supply Company insulated kill bag. And boy, a beautiful bag. And it was a very generous thing to do for the boys, Lewis.
No, thank you.
A great bag for one lucky
caller. And you said that's waterproof.
That's waterproof.
Wow. Yeah.
It's a new company that started here in California. They're obviously producing offshore, but they want to do a smaller kill bag for the guys that are, you know, they're going rock fishing.
Yeah.
They don't want to put all those fish in their back of their SUV. Nice
that's
and small.
Awesome.
Throw the fish in there, go home, fillet them.
Throw some beers in there.
Beers, yep. The beer, little Calafino tequila.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, a beautiful bag, and again, a very generous Lewis and the guys from Kraken there. But yeah, one new kill bag to one lucky caller or texter at the end of the show. Again, if you want to get through, it's 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. So much information. Really stoked to have Dwayne and Lewis in here. We got a lot to talk about. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
The fish are biting and it's time to go. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay. Or maybe in front of the shop on my kayak. It doesn't matter if you are out there on a kayak with me, on your boat, headed out on a sport boat. Dana Landing has everything you need. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by John, is certainly one of the best. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. These guys have the best rods and reels and the hottest lures and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, with a great stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out DanaLanding.com for more details.
Anyone that's been to the East Cape knows Smokey's Curing Company Cantina, the best food and drink in Los Barriles, and a fun place to hang out and watch your favorite sporting event. If you're lucky, you probably had Smokey's process your fish to take home. Their quality and service is top-notch. You'll see me at Smokey's Cantina hanging out with the owner Chris and my buddies when fishing in the East Cape. And we always send our fish to be processed at Smokey's too. Now Chris has added one of the finest boats in the East Cape available for you to charter for a day or more of fishing. Vaquera. It's an immaculate 35 Cabo with a Sea Keeper and Captain Diego Romero, one of Baja's best. If you're looking for a great charter boat when fishing at Palmas, Playa, or other resorts, Vaquera, booked at BajaSmokies.com, should be your choice. So, when you're headed to the East Cape, be sure to stop by Smokey's Curing Company Cantina. Send your fish to be processed there and fish aboard the 35 Cabo Vaquera. Check BajaSmokies.com for more details.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time in the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414. Or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up. And they have all the gear. Spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife. Brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor. Call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online, katmai.com. And like Pete says, they will hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Again, if you want to join us, shoot us a text on that app. Give us a call, 833-288-0973. Having fun with Dwayne and Lewis from the San Diego Anglers in here. Going to be a great show.
Yeah, sure is. Kyle's manning the phone. So, yeah, 833-288-0973. Giving away this great bag. We'll figure out how we're going to get it to you. That'll be Lewis. Lewis kind of a man about town, so he's all over the place. Maybe you just come to a meeting and pick it up, or you go to Fisherman's Landing, or we'll figure it out. We'll get it figured out. But thanks, Lewis.
No, you're welcome.
For donating that. Really, really cool. You have a great text, huh?
I thought so. I'll pull the text up here, and this was from Rory in Lakeside. It says, good morning, guys. I was wondering how hard it might be to start something like the old Wind and Sea Board Fishing Contest again. It was one of my favorite tournaments as well as a kid. I'd love to help out in any way. The club sounds really fun. Love to be a part of this. Thanks for a great show from Rory and Lakeside. Wow. One, obviously his question, but also expanding on that, you know, you guys have run some of the most successful tournaments in San Diego. What does it take to resurrect something like that? And what does it take just to put those on in general? I'm sure there's a lot more behind the scenes than we're used to just plunking our $100 down and showing up on Saturday morning and let's go fishing.
For me, it would be the knowledge of who participated and the best fishing and that kind of stuff. I know nothing about the board fishing and who put it on before. So first off, I'd probably talk to those organizers that are still around. Maybe Doug Moranville, if he's listening, he can help us with that one. But no, that sounds like a very interesting idea there.
Yeah, it's cool. Now here's an interesting question, and it's for George. Believe it or not,
I'm real.
George, you're
what
up.
You got? I'm good at this.
He says, "Love the show, guys. I have a question about radio streaming for George. When are we going to be able to listen to Let's Talk Hookup live on the water from the charters? Is that technology available and useful yet?"
Well, of course. Now, a lot of people are getting satellite.
Yeah.
You get Starlink, you could do that. Any internet connection will work. But if you're nearby here and you have cell service, you can listen on the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yes.
No problem at all.
Yeah.
So, yes.
But he's talking about maybe doing a live broadcast on the water.
Oh, we could. If the same thing. If you have internet service, we could do a remote with a laptop.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
With a laptop.
Yeah.
Yeah. The technology's there.
It's all there.
Is that through Lucy Global? Or?
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll do that through Lucy Global.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Lucy Global is broadcast.
So it essentially, it's that box, if you're watching on the stream, I'm pointing at a piece of hardware that's...
Which is how we communicate with
the radio station.
Yeah.
And that's an expensive box for a lot less short money. You can get an app that does the same thing.
Yeah.
And it runs on phones, it runs on computers. So we would put that on a computer, you would dial in, Rick would be the man at home, or not, maybe you'd be the man at home manning the engineering, and you'd be out in the water and do that. Yeah, you guys have the ability to do that whenever you want.
You still have somebody at a base.
You have someone at the base, yeah. You did this when you went to Argentina.
Yes.
You were on your phone, and it
Ricky
sounded
was
great.
Here in the studio,
right?
Of course,
so, so absolutely could be done.
Pretty amazing.
Let's do it. I'll come back for that.
did you see Pete's eyes light up?
Yeah.
I can fish and do the show at the same time.
Oh, I figured out that's what's going on here, you know?
We were talking about how close things are getting to that, and there was some big news that happened this week in terms of long-range fishing, and you know, that was on board the Shogun. And so we were all at the tackle store on, you know, I think it was on Wednesday or Thursday. But you know, the fishing, as Dwayne had just mentioned, has been very good for the 8 and 10 day trips. There's been excellent fishing at the rocks and excellent fishing at the ridge. So much so that there hasn't been much of a need to go elsewhere or do anything, because how do you, you never break the first rule. You never leave them to find them. And with that good yellowfin and wahoo fishing, the Shogun was on a trip. Renee had one off, much well-deserved vacation, and Blake Wasana was running the Shogun. They stretched their legs and did the first look at the lower banks. And first day, first morning, found big ones, and it was really exciting. As soon as the sun came up, they had between 4 and 7 big fish going the entire day.
Wow.
They had 54 tuna for their day. They were between 90 and 250 pounds.
Wow.
And they had a bunch of, most of the fish were 120 to like 180s, like a lot of real big ones.
Good for Blake.
Great. But, but the
way maybe Renee can get more time off and just let him know.
I'm sure he wouldn't mind that either.
I'm sure he wouldn't mind it.
But the reason I bring that up is it was so fun that, you know, that call came in at like 9 o'clock in the morning, and very quickly thereafter there was video that those guys, you know, just recorded via their phones, and the boats all have Starlink, and there was social media posts with like video that happened earlier that day, and you know, an interview with Captain Frank LaPreston talking about how good the fishing was, and all this, like all of those things were happening so close to it. We were saying, I mean, that's happening right now. Like, in a couple of years from now, you know, there's going to be webcams on the bum. You're going to be able to just jump on a website and watch that as it's happening. We're just not far from it as we sit right this second.
That'll sell a lot of tickets.
It was pretty. It's so really cool. But yeah, one again, huge news and huge. I mean, just that was the only thing that was missing from this incredible long range fishing that's going on right now. So now think about if you're getting ready to go on a trip, epic wahoo fishing. As Dwayne said, unbelievable yellowtail fishing. There's great school-sized tuna now biting. There's great big tuna now biting. It gives the opportunity, and it's biting at the rocks and on the ridge and now on the lower banks.
Yeah.
Really gets to spread the
fish out.
Still
some local fish, too.
It's awesome. I mean, it's just we're in such a good spot.
Almost mid-November.
I know there's not a lot of long-range spots that are still available, but there are. There's a spot here and a spot there on a boat here and a boat there. Like, man.
Time to go.
Gobble it up.
It's great.
So good. Yeah.
Well, let's jump into the phones.
You
Rick.
Got it, man.
Kyle's got them lined up there for us.
You got it. We're going to start it off this morning with John, who's calling us from Colorado Springs this morning. John, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. You're making me excited. I might have to leave Colorado Springs and go to San Diego, but, man, fishing, how can it get any better than it is right now? It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like 250-pound yellowfin, right? Or go bluefin fishing. it's just unbelievable. But yeah, that's awesome to have, right?
Speaking to that bluefin, John, that's the other thing that we haven't had a chance to mention too. Like we are hitting that phase that we always hate that happens sometimes, and it is the truth. The landing, at least at a fisherman's, and I know it's kind of the same felt by everybody's. We are truly running out of fishermen well before we're running out of fish. Like there has been limits for limits of bluefin tuna for every single day and a half or longer trip that we have run for the last close to a month. And there's just nobody running. There's no reservations. There's nothing going for. And it is so good.
Yeah.
It's so good right now. It's crazy.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw that. We saw it on the news podcast this morning, Channel 8 News with Sean Stiles and interviewing that skipper there, and then 300 pounders on that anchovy ball at the 9 mile bank.
Unbelievable.
In back whales. Yeah, it was unbelievable footage that he got there. He said it went on for hours.
That was a month ago?
No. It happened while we were gone on our 10-day trip.
Okay.
I believe it happened last Sunday. Whale, little small whale watching boat.
Wow.
Had crazy. Nine
right
miles.
On it. Yeah.
For
saw that.
Hours, you know, 300-pound bluefin eating anchovies, busting them out of the water.
Wow.
It was incredible fishing.
What a sight.
Yes.
That's a natural wonder right
that's
there.
That's in our backyard.
Yeah.
It's the biggest
cool.
fish that we can catch are right in our backyard.
Yeah.
Right
yeah. All right. You have a good one?
Yeah, totally. It's just from John. It says, man, what a great show. Really stoked to hear the guys from the San Diego Anglers today. Dwayne and Lewis, I'm wondering, which we already covered, wondering about the membership, and then also what projects you guys have been involved in over the years in regards to preservation and conservation of marine sport fishing. Love everything you guys do. Thanks for all the outreach and community service. That's from John in Rancho San Diego.
I can talk about trying to keep the fishing open and supporting CCA and that kind of stuff. I mean, during COVID, I don't want to take full responsibility over. We were the ones that kept the lakes open in San Diego County. They wanted to shut them down during COVID, and we got a bunch of guys together over at El Cajon Ford, met every couple of weeks there, and we just hammered the city council. And I remember talking to Scott there, and he told me to call off the dogs. They got the message that you guys want the lakes open, and Joel Anderson with the county got together with the city, and they borrowed money or passed money on between the two entities, and we got the lakes back open on the San Diego City Lakes. That was just crazy to shut the lakes down when the best thing you can do is go fishing by yourself in a boat in the city lakes there. So we work really hard to keep those lakes open here in San Diego.
And I might add to you, Lewis, and Dwayne are always supporting CCA and the CCA events too. Lewis,
yeah,
I know you're always there pouring tequila, which is great, and supporting the events and stuff like that. Of Dwayne, you're the same, donating prizes and stuff like that. And CCA is an important part of the whole angling community.
Correct.
Yes, I read when I just got back yesterday, they're trying to close down more. Was it Laguna Beach? Is that what they're trying to close down? I saw that Western Outdoor News. I said, that's crazy, you know. So we will help fight the fight. Once it gets taken away, they're never going to give it back to you.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Another thing I want to say about the San Diego Anglers Club is you guys have been very good at not just seeing it and saying, oh, that's not fair. It shouldn't be one. Like, Dwayne, you've always done such a good job in actually figuring out who needs to be, you know, who we need to talk to, how we get things done. You've been very active in making things happen. And you have a very big club of people who are in participation of it.
We have no problem getting volunteers, that's for sure. We don't have to work very hard to get volunteers to help us do whatever we're going to do.
That's awesome.
All right, let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
You got it, man.
Want to get through? 833-288-0973. I have a chance to win this beautiful bag that Lewis has donated here.
Yeah, crack and kill bag. We're going to next up talk to Bruce. He's calling from Lemon Grove this morning. Bruce, thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just wanted to thank the anglers for their website. It's really good, and it's my go-to for the tide chart every time I'm out.
Nice.
So I just want to thank you for posting that.
Yeah, one of our club members' brother is a webmaster there, and he keeps it up for almost no charge.
Is that right?
Yes.
And it's got tides.
It's got a lot of stuff on it.
Yep. Yeah. So what is the website?
Where do we find it?
SanDiegoAnglers.com. Pretty simple.
SanDiegoAnglers.com.
Yep. And then the foundation is SanDiegoAnglersFoundation.org.
Okay.
.org. So.
And so what kind of resources are on SanDiegoAnglers.com?
Like you said, the tide charts and about the club and
tournament information.
Tournament information, all of that stuff.
Charters.
Charters. Sure. You know, there's like six pages of information that's there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
All the newsletters. So.
Past newsletters that we okay. produce.
How often do you produce a newsletter?
Every month.
Every month?
Every month.
And what do you talk about in the newsletters?
Upcoming events, past events that we had on charters, or anything that the club has done. Where I, like Rick says, we're pretty active. So there's always something to write about there.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. All the fishing news. Tackle days.
It's fishing stuff.
Tackle yeah. days. And
the difference between the Anglers Club and the San Diego Anglers Foundation was, you said, like, the foundation was what is more community service part yeah. of it, and then the angler's more the fishing part of it, but they're certainly a blend with each other.
Correct. We get the volunteers from the fishing club, and the foundation supplies the money.
Got it.
So we have, of course, listeners all over Southern California, all over the country and all
the
over
world.
The world, really, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, George, yeah. The yeah. world.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
Let me get them for you.
There's clubs, people have clubs, and maybe they're not as successful as the San Diego Anglers. How, if somebody were to come to you and say, hey, you know, we're just not getting the members we need to at our club in X city or X county or whatever, how do we build that? How do we get people more involved?
Make it fun, just like the Bay Bass tournament. That was a party that had a fishing tournament at the beginning.
Yeah.
It was all about the party at the end. You know, uh-huh. That's what it was about.
That's how you kind of built the
make
whole thing.
It fun. Just make yeah. it fun.
Whatever. Do an event that's fun.
That's correct.
And the meetings are fun, and the, yes. everything is always a good time.
What right. You all the different speakers that come yes. in, all that fishing knowledge, being able to come to the meeting, listen to a guest speaker. And now we have vendor spotlights. So we'll have vendors come in and do a little 5-minute promo on their products. So something.
So it's not just a meeting, a boring meeting.
No, not at all.
And when you do the meeting every month, there's an event.
Yeah, the first part of the meeting is, you know, club business, you know, tournaments yeah. coming up and membership
awards,
news,
that kind
awards.
Of stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then it gets into the vendor spotlights. And
yeah,
that's awesome. Cool.
The local people will come and talk for 5 or 10 minutes about their product, and then we'll bring in the main speaker. Benny Florentino was our main speaker last month.
Sweet.
Yeah, so.
Ricky's been a speaker before.
Yes. They helped put on the rod wrapping seminar that Debbie engineered here.
Was that
a year ago? I can't even remember.
I don't want to talk about it. It was during the playoffs of the ball game last year.
That's right.
But you'll notice a common theme here, Debbie.
If you want to know how to run a successful club, yeah. have a Debbie.
Yeah, Debbie's one of the original members too.
Correct.
Yeah,
that's correct.
Yeah, that's all it takes.
And she's the one that really got the San Diego Anglers Foundation really going, because yes. her son served in the military and saw what was happening when he came back.
Yeah.
No. So she started this Warriors
She's
on the Water.
She's kind of that quiet behind the scenes person, yeah. right?
She's the cookie Dwayne's, lady down here.
Yeah, Dwayne's the talker.
That's
and,
right.
And she is the behind the scenes worker.
You got it, right?
And she makes great cookies.
Yeah. The best in the whole world. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls. We got catch reports coming up and a whole lot more info from the SD Anglers. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Well, I don't know where Kyle is, but
it went all quiet.
Did we miss that break?
Are we still live?
Yeah, we'll roll right live. Back on here. So yeah.
We're seeing audio going out.
Yeah.
If you're listening in the great outdoors.
Do we have
outdoors?
Issues, Kyle? But anyway.
Well, in the meantime, I had another great text coming through, and we can get rolling with that. And
okay, he says we have you. We took a break there, Kyle, so go ahead and do the break now.
Do you know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel, great service, and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents, and even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash, and for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?
3 kayaks, 6 surfboards, 10 rods, and 1 truck bound for Baja. That's where my brother and I's most recent quest into the Baja Peninsula began, in search of waves, fish, and fun. We are able to transport all the kayaks, rods, and boards without straps due to the easy transportation of the Hobie iTrack inflatable kayaks. We brought a tandem and 2 singles, the I-9 and 11, and they were totally enough to get all 6 of the boys onto some of the best halibut and grouper fishing of their lives. Now, you might be thinking, 3 kayaks? I thought a tandem and 2 singles would only be able to fit 4 people. Well, a simple lawn chair on the back of the kayak was enough to turn the 2 single kayaks into tandems. Catching upwards of 100 fish a day in the mangroves, ranging from 15-pound grouper to tons of legal halibut, we had our fill and headed back to the States. Check out the full video of this trip on our YouTube channel, Fastlane SC, or come by our shop in Mission Bay and check out a Hobie inflatable kayak. See you soon.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Search of Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's searchersportfishing.com. Look forward to welcoming you aboard.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. All our open party trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing with the boys from the San Diego Anglers. Life is good, man.
Yeah.
It is good.
Having a good time with George and visiting. And, boy, Dwayne and Lewis are just filling people in and teaching people how to be a part of the club. I think it's great.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's like you said, my favorite part of the San Diego Anglers is the level of participation and all the fun that you happen. And, you know, I never really thought about it until Dwayne had mentioned, you know, when they said how do you make it successful? You just make it fun everywhere. And it is the truth. Like, there, you know, I've been to 100 events through, you know, my lifetime of working out at the tackle store between tournaments and meetings, and there's never not a time when it's just fun. Get to see everybody. Everybody's in a good mood. You know, you're not standing in line paying taxes. You're hanging out with your buds that you don't get to see all the time, and everybody's in a good mood and excited to do it, and it's really cool. You guys just do the best job.
Well, yeah. Thank you.
So I have a question from Scott in Oceanside. He says, can you pass on any of the latest dope taking reels and tackle to Mexico? I've been seeing on social media the guys are getting taxed pretty heavily. Love your show. Dwayne, I know you travel a lot.
If you travel in Mexico, eventually you're going to get tagged. It's just the mood of who's ever at the desk when you show up. We fish El Salto a lot, and we've had as many as 22 guys go down there, and I was the lucky one that got tagged that time there. You know, uh-huh. We had 21 guys go in front with the exact same stuff that I had, and I got tagged.
And there's a written limit that says it's 4 rods and reels per person or something like that?
That's what we are told, but when we go bass fishing, we certainly have more than 4 rods in those little tubes there. So, but again, which, I don't know what to say.
What Dwayne is saying is it's not a black or white thing. So Mexico has lots of rules, some of which are enforced all the time, others hardly ever are. The limit, at least I know in saltwater, the limit for bringing fishing rods on is 10. It's never enforced. It's never a thing. But you know, when you get your rules and you look at your Mexican fishing license, it's 10 rods. The airlines, when you're traveling and flying somewhere like El Salto, without a tax being assessed, is 4 per person. But those are things that are almost never. It's just things are run in a color, in a shade of gray instead of black or white like right. they are in other places. Right. There's rules on where, how close to shore you can or can't be. Using chum and not using chum. Like, there's things that are on the books that are often not looked about. And one of the things is paying an importation tax. To my knowledge, the tax is supposed to be assessed on new items that could potentially be then sold into Mexico. But somebody likely that day, their interpretation of something was different. And, like, you know, the book says that there's a 19% tax on these fishing goods. And although it was probably originally written for it to be a new reel, he didn't feel that way. And that got, like, I don't think that every person going down is paying a percentage tax on every fishing reel that they're bringing. I think Dwayne said it best, that who's had the unlucky guy on the unlucky day and their interpretation was different. And you know what? If you were a perfect, fluent, Spanish-speaking person that could explain this, that, and the other, maybe you work through it. And if you're like a lot of us are, you took the hit, you paid a couple bucks, and away you went, and you enjoyed your trip. You know, and I know that's probably not the most politically correct way to say it, but that's kind of what it is. You know, it's just it's just a grayness that sometimes happen, and 90% of those times things go perfectly smooth, and 10% they go a little bit less than perfectly smooth. But well, you know, you deal with it, you pay a couple bucks, and you go fishing.
I know if you're flying on a U.S. airline. You can carry on your reels with line.
Wow.
If you're flying on a Mexican airline, you cannot have a reel with line on it.
Yeah.
Why that? Well, you're going to tie up the pilot. I don't know.
They didn't tell me that when I went to La Paz.
But yeah.
So I'm sitting there.
So those are two rules. But I'm going to tell a little quick story. Okay. Many, many years ago, like 25 years ago, I was doing a live broadcast for the Western Outdoor News Los Cabos Tuna Jackpot Tournament. Joe Higgins dropped me down. I think it was our first or second. And today is the.
Today's the culmination, right?
How many years? 26 years or something like that. So it was one of the first or second Western Outdoor News Los Cabos Tuna Jackpot Tournament. Mm-hmm. And I took a bunch of equipment down to do a live broadcast. And, you know, no permits or anything. So I get there. It's like, oh, senor.
Very big problem.
Oh, senor. So, and he goes, oh. I go, well, I'm doing something for the community. I'm broadcasting, promoting Mexico sport fishing. You know, tried to explain it. Oh, senor. So kept on getting that. And then finally the guy goes, okay, you need to pay $200. And I go, that's highway robbery, man. I'm not going to do it. So John Ireland taught me a very important lesson back then. Always take the first offer. So I ended up paying, after four trips to the airport, I ended up paying $500 to get my gear back. So anyway, the moral of the story is always take the first offer.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. Like I said, it just... sometimes it happens. It doesn't happen very often, but every once in a while it does. And you know what?
Yeah.
You just go with it and roll with it. It's part of going to Mexico.
It's the eeny, meeny, my rule.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you're it.
Yeah. That's a good one there. I got to remember that.
Hope you get the green button, not the red button.
All right. Here's another good one, too. Good morning, San Diego Anglers and George. George, you fish? And if yes, where do you like to fish?
So I fished a lot. My dad had a fishing club in central Massachusetts, like in the 50s with all his buddies. They'd go out, you know what that's like. Oh, I have a good time. And then he didn't do that. But he and I would go lake fishing, did some ocean fishing. And I was telling Pete a story. I remembered I used to he was in radio. I'm in radio because of my dad. And he had a station in Fort Lauderdale. And I was sitting on a dock in Fort Lauderdale, and I said, there's a bait shop. And I got some gear and some shrimp. And I didn't catch anything, but that's not the point, right? I had a good day.
Yeah.
I got a good tan.
You
remember it 50 years
later. I remember it years and years later.
And you were born and raised in Boston.
Central Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
Yep.
Wow.
Exactly.
Where's the accent?
You know, I watch too much TV. Some people tell me if I have enough tequila, it comes back.
Yeah.
But most people would say
Worcester.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Worcester's a great town.
Yeah.
Worcester's a fantastic place.
Well, Boston's just a great
And Boston's
place.
A wonderful place. You know, if I had one of those bags, whoever wins that bag, if I had one of those bags, I would have brought you guys lobsters.
We'll
send you back one. No problem.
Yeah, okay.
I got one of my
own. Next time, I'm coming back with lobsters.
We got a spare in the trunk.
That sounds cool.
Well, I had a fun text come through. Says, good morning, guys. I used to help out Ron Baker in the very early years for the annual Free Kids Fishing Derby at Crystal Pier, and I always remembered the San Diego Anglers being such a big supporter of it. Is this Kids Derby still going on? Are the anglers still involved? Can you give me a little info and a trip down memory lane?
Yeah, so Ron Baker was very influential in the Lake Cuyamaca fishing in the Pines. He got us started up there, and also the Crystal Crystal Pier Kids Classic there. Before Ron moved up to Northern California, he took me out to lunch out in Lakeside, and he was looking for an entity to pass on the Crystal Pier Kids Fishing Derby. And, yes, we took it over, and we absolutely fill the pier with kids. Where they come from, I don't know, because we're not in charge of advertising. I think they put it in the schools just before school gets out. But, yes, it will happen. The best tide on a Saturday in July. The pier was shut down last year, so that's why we didn't do it last year. But I told Tiffany on the pier that we're going to be doing it next July.
That's awesome.
Oh, cool. So it's going to happen. Yep. It's going to happen. Yes.
And we'll let you know here on Let's
Talk. Well, yeah, absolutely. We'll let you know. Yeah. It's an amazing event. The kids get so excited for just little perches and corvinas and
just catching anything.
Anything. There was one little girl, the last time we had it, she was screaming like she got a hook caught in her, and everybody was looking at her, but she was just winding up a little perch, screaming her little head off, you know, until she come on, and then it hit the pier, and she just let out a war whoop, and everybody's like, what's going on? So she caught her first fish.
That's cool. And like so many events you do, it's totally free.
Yes, totally free, yes.
Well, as you can hear, we got a great show going. We got another full hour coming your way. You stay with us. We're going to be on the Let's Talk Hookup app, as well as Facebook and YouTube Live. We're saying goodbye to the fan, but we got another hour coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice on that Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live.
Enter into fall with powerful deals on new Yamaha outboards during Yamaha's Fall into Savings sales event. From now until December 8th, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 30 to 450 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of coverage protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit for 150 to 450 horsepower outboards. Looking for lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new eligible Yamaha 2.5 to 25 horsepower outboard and receive up to $700 in dealer credit. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends December 8, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude 24 or 36 month Yamaha extended service contracts added to factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24 or 36 month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check westcoastmarine.com.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound tests for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound tests for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedros Island. We now have 2 lodges to choose from and both sit on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Power your boat with Norsk Lithium, the ultimate choice for marine adventures. Our batteries deliver unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power, packed with cutting cutting-edge technology like Deep Sleep to eliminate phantom draw. Built with rugged BCI-compliant cases, they're designed to handle the toughest conditions on the water. Stay in control with the Norsk Guardian app. Monitor performance, track battery health, and unlock advanced features right from your phone. Charge with confidence using EvoTech Onboard and DC-to-DC chargers for fast, efficient, and hassle-free power management. Designed for maximum compatibility, these chargers keep your entire system running at peak performance, so you're always ready for the next trip. With a 10-plus-2-year non-prorated warranty, you can trust your batteries to perform for years to come. Our industry-leading warranty ensures you get the most out of your investment. With dedicated customer support if you ever need it, upgrade your marine power today. Set up your custom system at NorseLithium.com or visit Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood. Norse Lithium. No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered.